Pen on Fire, Barbara DeMarco Barrett.
When you are starting out or even considering becoming a writer, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. In the writing world, myths abound. If you're considering writing, you had better write for an hour a day, or commit to writing 1,000 words a day, or 3 pages a day. Some configuration of either time or page count that causes you to moan, you don't have that much time or that much to say. What you need is not an hour, a day, a month, or even 1,000 words, but just 15 minutes. We all have at least 15 minutes somewhere, while the pasta boils, while a child bathes, while you're on hold with the phone company or at lunch or in coffee breaks. It's amazing how much you can get done when you just chip, chip, chip away at something. In 15 minutes, you can write a page a day, and in a year, you will have the first draft of a novel. Working in 15-minute segments also forces you to focus, which can help you to, at the very least, get started on something. I know this from personal experience because my writing life changed when I started taking advantage of those extra minutes in my day. Over the years, I've started and finished articles, stories, and poems, and even a couple of unpublished novels in those snatches of time. Recently, as I waited in the car at my son's soccer practice, I wrote a draft of a magazine column. I couldn't find writing paper anywhere in the car, but in the trunk, under the folded-up card I use at flea markets, I found a brown shopping bag and covered its sides and bottom with a first draft. Using 15-minute segments truly can start you on the road to becoming a writer. I have seen this over and over with my students. When they give even small chunks of time to writing, incredible things begin to happen. Resistance to writing evaporates and is replaced with a feeling of fun and discovery. Ideas and creativity pour out. You even begin to appreciate your writing voice and your own unique style. This was why I wrote this book, to share that transformation with even more busy women and to say, yes, it is possible to write, no matter how maxed out your life seems. Unsure where to begin? This book is intended to hold your hand every step of the way. In each short chapter, I break down the elements of writing into small doses that you can tackle confidently. Every topic is followed by an exercise to help you put the lessons to work immediately and inspire you to do your daily 15 minutes. It's all about having fun and enjoying writing, not dreading it and making it harder for yourself than it is. Yes, writing is hard work, but it's fun hard work. There is a thrill to filling blank pages with words. When the words are working, few things could be better. Even professional writers I know turn to the sorts of exercises in this book because they make writing fun once again. Once you change your attitude toward time and writing, you can begin to change your writing habits. As you see the pages mounting, because you've been giving your writing just that little bit of attention, you'll be inspired to write more and more often. Sometimes those 15 minutes will snowball into something grand, a half hour, an hour or more, causing you to completely overlook the grout you meant to clean, the hydrangeas you meant to fertilize, and the pantry that desperately needs reorganizing. Soon, finding the time to write is effortless as writing moves from the back burner to the front. One of the biggest challenges I've encountered since beginning teaching in 1989 is getting my students to understand that they need to spend less time discussing writing, worrying about not being good enough and not having the time, and spend more time involved in the act and tending to their relationship with their writing. And as with any relationship, it takes daily tending to keep it going. Even on the busiest of days, you still find time to walk your dog, cuddle your cat, play with your child, talk with your significant other, email your best friend, feed your goldfish, and call your mother. So start using those snatches of time buried in your daily routine. While the water's boiling, the coffee's dripping, during TV commercials, write. While your child bathes, sit in the bathroom with him and write about the bubbles, his babbling, his skin shiny like a seal's. As the broccoli steams, as the lasagna bakes, write about how your kitchen smells or use that time to work on a project already underway. If you have a job outside the home, use your coffee breaks and lunchtime, or a portion of it, to write. Write on trains, on planes, and in automobile commutes. Write while waiting to see the doctor or dentist. You may not have enough time or concentration to do much of substance, but you can always make notes, record ideas, recall on paper what someone said or did that you want to remember. You have so much to say, more than you know. It's time to start emptying those overflowing file cabinets in your mind and get it all down on paper.